Hallelujah. Good morning, precious brothers and sisters. Trust you slept well and you ready. You're already in the light and have grasped manna from above for the day ahead. But here's some more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your presence and thank you for your motivation in Jesus' name. Amen. Our readings this morning, guys, is Psalm 118, verses 15 and 16. And it's from the CEB. The sounds of joyful songs and deliverance are heard in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's strong arm is victorious. And hallelujah, we know Jesus has taken up the throne and this is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice when we are mindful. As soon as we became mindful of it, that's become our rejoicing, because we understand that His resurrection was also our resurrection, and so we developing on schedule. So the sounds of joyful songs and deliverance. Deliverance is we people of faith. We're not people of fear. Deliverance is we walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Deliverance is we are aware of a God in the land of the living, and we are aware that we are here to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert. And Psalms of Deliverance is this is what we sing, this is what we stand for. I mean, we our song is the song of the Lamb. Our song is the song of what God has revealed to us. We can't be and walk in more than what we have seen and heard. And so we know He sings over us, and we sing together with Him because we flow together with God. How can two walk together unless they agree? So we take hold of that destiny, that purpose. Those He predestined, He called. Those He called, He justified, made right. Those He justified, He glorified. So we, morning by morning, we awaken to the newness of the Lord's love, the Lord's song, the Lord's plan. And so we are developing on schedule, being mindful of a very present God, and then walking conscious of a very present God, calling Him, talking to Him, reasoning with Him at all time. Why? Because the Lord's strong hand is victorious. We ruling and reigning together with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in Jesus. Amen. And then the second part, verse 16. The Lord's strong hand is ready to strike. The Lord's strong hand is victorious. Amen. He's victorious. But this translation is just so important. And it always says, you know, the translation that you get when you just look into the word, that's what the Lord's be. He knows that He's sovereign and supreme, and He knows that's the one you need. So that stood out to me last night. The Lord's strong hand is ready to strike. And why? Because my son Elisha, he's very zealous, you know, and I praise God for that, you know, because he perceives now so much. He really understands the deception that is here, and it's wanting to come. And he sees it, and he's especially worried over the children. And so I sent him that scripture where it says, for those that causes these little ones to sin, it'd be better for them to have a millstone put around their neck and thrown into the deepest sea. Because yeah, that's the Lord's saying they need to turn, or there's just destruction coming their way. But he's very much a warrior, and so I sent him that scripture So he says, yes, that's what we must do. They must all be taken off this earth, you know. And we agree, they, you know, evil needs to stop. They need to turn. They need to bow their knees like we did. We also come out of being evil and repent. Start waking up to God's goodness and putting aside the deception. You know, you've got to put aside the deception. You put aside the deception, you take hold of God's goodness. They can't be married. They can't have two fountains. It's a pure or a bad fountain, you know. And so I had to tell him, no, that's the Lord's doing. You've got to stay in your boundaries, the boundaries of the godly, because he knows how to punish and deal with the ungodly, but he knows how to protect the godly. So stay in your boundaries. And so it stood out for me, because I've looked at the other translations as well. It doesn't say it so clearly, but here it says the Lord's strong and he's ready to strike. Yeah, it's ready to strike. You know, the sign of all this evil in it is, it's turning many, many hearts are upset when they see these things and they hear these things, and then they want to do something about it, like Elisha. But if you do anything in the flesh, it's going to fail, and you're going to be just as them also in the flesh. So you've got to stay in the spirit. And I was warned again. It just came to me, a scripture that God gave me when I just started the church there in Feldrup, before I started the church in Feldrup, about King Saul, who never stayed in his boundaries, never stayed and waited for the Lord, never flowed with the Lord, and he lost his kingship. So that's a warning to us as well. You know, there's a time and a season for everything, and God knows the right time and season. That's his word that says it. So and so we need to wait. He's got a time and a season and a procedure. Sorry, there's a time and a procedure. He knows what needs to happen. And just as he's done with the Midianites, and just as he's done with the story of Noah and the time of evil, that's the God we serve. So we've got to just stay within our boundaries, stay patient. Because God is ready to strike. I mean, the kingdom is here, but the kingdom is coming on this earth as it is in heaven. And because the Lord's hand is victorious, he has the last say, but he's got a time and a procedure. But then he goes on in that scripture in Lamentations, but the wise in heart will know the right time and procedure. So we don't move before the Lord, we move with the Lord. Amen. We sing his song. We develop on schedule and we just stay in the boundaries and we keep our peace. We have peace with God, we have peace with ourselves, and we have peace with others, so as to save as many as we can, you know. Even these perpetrators of this deception, we pray for them, and we hope they turn before they burn in the lake of fire. So yeah, we want to see God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because we see the King of Kings and we see the goodness and we are rejoicing and we stay in the goodness. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.